Psalm 87. A psalm or song for the sons of Korah. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. Selah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. The Lord's foundation is in his holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwelling places of Israel. To enter through the gates of that city was to enter into the earthly habitation of the Lord Jehovah himself, Jerusalem, the city of the great king. Oh, the glories of Jerusalem, the city which God chose himself to place his name there, and his temple and his presence there. Those who were born in Jerusalem had special status and elite citizenship. These things were marked and honored. Those who praised the Lord in song and dance gathered in Jerusalem to do thus. This city was a place of praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. Now if these things were true of the earthly Jerusalem, which would ultimately wax old and fade away, if these things were true of the city of David on earth, how much more true shall this be of heavenly Jerusalem, which is above, the city of the living God? Oh, this Jerusalem which is above is free from all sin and uncleanness, and it is the city of the King of Kings, the great Lord Jesus himself. He and his apostles and prophets are the foundation of this everlasting city, and those who believe on them shall stand upon it. The 12 tribes of Israel are the gates into Mount Zion, and those who come through repentance unto the true and living God shall enter her eternal dwelling. Oh, glorious things are spoken of her, for she is prepared as a bride for her bridegroom. For she is the Lamb's wife. She is the tabernacle of God himself, and no fear or unbelief or abominations or murders or whoredoms or sorceries or idolatry or lies, nor anyone that walks in these things shall enter the gates of this holy city. No, the glory and holiness of God dwell within her. Her light is like a crystal clear jasper. Her wall is great and high, made of jasper and 144 cubits. This city is pure gold, like clear glass, and garnished with all manner of precious stones. And the 12 gates are made of 12 pearls, and the street of the city is made of pure gold, like transparent glass. O Zion! And there is no temple in this Jerusalem, for the Father and the Son are the temple of it. And this city has no need of the sun or the moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God and the Lamb himself is the everlasting light of it. And in this city is the very throne of God himself, and from his throne springs forth the river of water of life that is clear as crystal. And from this spring springs up multitudes of the tree of life planted by her banks. O heavenly Jerusalem, how beautiful for situation, the joy of heaven and earth, such glorious things are spoken of thee. Those of us who are born by the Spirit of the living God, we are born by her. For Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For every one of us, it shall be marked in the Lamb's book of life that we were born in her, and the Highest himself shall establish her. So let us understand that as we walk this walk of faith by the Spirit of God, that we have left our old country behind us, and we are looking for this city, whose builder and maker is God. We are approaching unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. Psalm 87.